Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. And as always, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. We'll head out to the guest line right now. Welcome in a man that won a national championship as the head coach of the Baylor Bears on Monday night. It's our pleasure to welcome on Scott Drew to the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, congratulations. Thanks for making the time.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And I tell you what, Beth Barnes at CBS, she deserves a raise now because on December 5th, she said, let's not play this game with Baylor Gonzaga. Let's hold it on April 5th. It'll be the most watched game since the NBA Finals Game 6 in 2019. So that was a great call by her. I'm just giving you a shout-out, Beth.
Well, how about that? Because we were all looking forward to that game on December 5th, and then unfortunately because of COVID, the game didn't happen. To eventually get that game, it's just kind of something that you can't even write up in a year that really you can't write up.
Yeah, God had a better plan, that's for sure. And the funny thing was, right after the game got canceled, I was talking with Coach Few, and we're like, you know what? If we're going to try to play this game, but if it doesn't work out and we meet back here on April 5th, how great would that be? And it turns out that's what ended up happening. So it was a great, great run for them. And obviously both teams were blessed to be in the championship game and really excited that we were able to make history at Baylor, winning the first basketball championship in school's history and only the second in the state of Texas. And the first being in 55 years ago in 1966 with a Glory Road movie in Texas Western.
Coach, when you hear Baylor Bears, NCAA champions, what goes through your mind?
Well, it really hadn't hit me yet because, last night was the first time we got any sleep. And I woke up and I'm like, all right, who do we got next? What's for practice? I thought, wait a minute, we don't have to play anymore. We're good. We won. So anyway, it'll take a little time to soak in. But I can tell you that there's only two teams happy at the end of the year, and that's the team that wins the NIT championship, and that's the team that wins the NCAA championship. And we've done the NIT championship thing. That was an unbelievable feeling, cutting down nets in Madison Square Garden. But winning the big one and cutting down nets in Indianapolis this year is obviously something that we'll all remember for a lifetime. And so happy that, we have to give a big shout-out to the NCAA and Dan Gavitt and all the medical staff that made it even possible to have the NCAA tournament. Because we got to remember, most of these guys aren't going to the NBA. And the culmination and the highlight of their college career is March Madness and having a chance to have the NCAA tournament. And after a year ago when we didn't have that opportunity, we all were so blessed to have it this year.
You come from a great basketball family, and I know you weren't able to see your family for a while because you were inside the NCAA bubble and you kept on winning games. What was your conversation like with your family, especially with your dad and brother after the game?
Well, my little man, all he kept asking my wife is, when can I come home to play two-on-one with him and his younger brother against me? So he was more concerned about that. It was great after the game to be able to see my family up in the stands, and I know the emotions they must have been feeling, and then obviously talking with them afterwards. When you have those special moments, you always want to celebrate it with family and friends. And I know I would never have been where I'm at coaching-wise without my dad, a Hall of Fame coach, and so excited my brother was able to be there as well.
Scott Drew here with us from the national championship-winning Baylor Bears. Back in 2003, everyone has now seen this clip from your press conference. It's gone viral. You were taken over really ugly circumstances that you can't really even describe. And you said at Baylor University, I did not come to go to the NCAA tournament. We came to win games at the NCAA tournament. We came with the chance to win a national championship at Baylor University. No one thought that was possible but you at the time and a select maybe few others at the university, even if that. What did you see with Baylor in that opportunity in 2003 that no one else saw coming?
Well, first and foremost, I'd seen the blueprint from my dad when he went to Valpo. Valparaiso never had a winning record in Division One, and Digger Phelps at the time was in South Bend, a close friend of my dad's, and he said, hey, you can't win there. It's a dead-end job. And I saw my dad go there and obviously worked with him and build it to where we were going to tournaments all year in and year out, and obviously had so much success. And at Baylor, I thought we could do the exact same thing. And we had a president and administrators at the time and since then that have had the same vision, and that is you're not only just preparing student athletes for athletics, but it's also academics, character formation, spiritual growth. And if you have the resources, you're playing in the six out of the last 7 years, the Big 12 has been the highest ranked basketball conference. If you have all that, why can't you win a national championship? So I knew I felt prayed about it, felt led to come, and obviously God sometimes blesses you. And we'd been so close. I mean, in 2010, we lose to Duke, who wins it all in the Elite Eight. And that was in anyone's game to the last couple minutes. And you're like, dang, we could have won a national championship. And then 2012, we lose to Kentucky, who they play in the national championship game against Kansas, who we had just beaten in the Big 12 tournament. So you're like, dang, we're actually closer than we think. Now, what happened was since then, we've been ranked number one three out of the last 5 years. Only us and Kansas in the Power Five have won 18 or more a year since 2008. So we've been consistent, but you don't get a chance at the Final Four every year, and you don't get a chance at the national championship every year. And there's so many great players and coaches and programs that haven't had a chance to enjoy that. When we got there and got to the Final Four this year, we wanted to make sure we made the most of the opportunity. And we have a great group of guys that are unbelievable basketball players, better people. And got to give them credit for the player leadership they had to where, hey, let's not be happy to be in the Final Four. Let's win this thing.
And you guys obviously did that, and you didn't only win it. You won it in decisive fashion. Did that catch you by surprise with how lopsided the games were up against a really good Houston team, and we know what Gonzaga was chasing, going for perfection?
Well, you always come up with a game plan where you feel if you execute, you can win the game. But to get separation, you have to have multiple things go your way. And obviously, our team was earlier in the year pre-pause. We were undefeated, really playing great basketball, top three offense in the country, top three defense in the country. Following the pause, our defense had dropped off. And then, thank goodness, in after we lost in the conference tournament, we were able to practice and get back to form. And then during the NCAA tournament, we were able to practice a couple days between rounds, which really helped us continue to get better. If the players didn't buy in and practice hard and try to get better during that time, we wouldn't have been able to do what we did in the semifinal and final.
National champion Scott Drew here with us, the head coach of the Baylor Bears. When you guys had that pause, people were wondering if you could find that level of great play once again this year, or was it going to just be too much to overcome? Did you ever doubt yourself? Did you ever doubt your team, or did you know that through time they were going to get it back?
Well, this is unprecedented times, so you don't know for sure on anything when it deals with COVID and recovery and whatnot. But I knew one thing, and that was if there was a way we could find, our guys would find it. So I felt a lot better going to the NCAA tournament after having a week of practice, because prior to that, when you miss 3 weeks of season, and then all of a sudden you come back and you play six games in 14 days, all you're doing is playing, recovering, and prepping. You're not practicing, and you can't do anything. It's like putting in golf. If you don't putt for 3 weeks and then go out and try to putt, you're not going to be a great putter. You got to practice. Well, we needed that practice on defense. We were able to get that in. Once we got that in, I thought that obviously had me feeling a lot better going in the NCAA tournament. And then after the first two games in the Sweet 16, we had a chance to practice more. I felt better going into the next round. And then to the Final Four, same exact thing.
Take me back to when you had open tryouts early on at Baylor.
You could have made the team and played.
I could probably help you out there in the pain. I'm only 6'5", but I guess at that time you would have taken me.
Oh, trust me, there weren't many 6'5 people. Hey, a funny story, we have walk-on tryouts, and we walk in the gym, and we're like, holy cow. There were some tall players, there were some athletic players, and then we call everyone over, and we say, all right, what year are you at Baylor, and where do you live? And then right away some hands went up, and wait a minute, you actually got to go to school here?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
People show up from Dallas and whatnot and just be on the team and didn't have to go to school. So hence to say, once we did that, then we were left with the normal walkouts, which are a lot of six-foot guys that really try hard.
I could have given you a triple-double. Has nothing to do with assists or points, probably just rebounds, elbows, and then probably hard screens, Coach.
Well, we'd have taken the rebounds for sure.
Scott Drew, when you just explain the open tryouts, and we all knew the circumstances that you were taking over, we don't have to rehash that. You were confident, like we told you, that clip that you said at the introductory press conference in 2003, you always had a belief and a vision. But was there ever a point when you said, what did I get myself into? This is going to be a whole lot tougher than what I thought it was going to be.
Well, you know, the great thing is, and business owners can equate to this, when you open a new business, you have so much work to do. You really don't focus too much on the what you don't have, or am I going to make it? You just try to every day get better. And I was really blessed. We brought in a great staff that really was positive, great work ethic, energetic, and every day iron sharpens iron. So if we had those moments, we'd pick each other up. And it's on to the next thing, and we just tried to each day get better. And we had players that came in that really bought in to what we were trying to do, and that's why this championship isn't just for this year's team. It's for all the past players that have helped us get to this point, and the sacrifice, hard work they've poured into the program, and then obviously them giving back to the current guys, meaning summertime coming and sharing knowledge and working out with them and helping them to be successful. So a great championship for not just this team, but for all the prior players that have come through.
You've been there since 2003, and you've had a lot of success, and now you have the ultimate success, winning an NCAA championship on the court. After a few years with what you were able to accomplish, some people would say, Coach, you should just take a different job, take a better job. You never did that. Why was that the case? Why'd you always stay at Baylor?
Well, God called me to be here until he calls me to go somewhere else. I'm going to stay where he wants me, as long as Baylor will have me.
Well, let me ask you this then, because I was talking to your AD, Mac Rhodes, last night on the show, and he said that you haven't reached your ceiling yet, and you're still evolving as a coach. And then I responded to him, well, Mac, that's going to be scary for the rest of college basketball because you guys just won the entire thing. Do you still feel that you're still evolving as a coach and you haven't reached your ceiling even after becoming a national champion?
Oh, most definitely. We ask players to improve every day, and coaches would be foolish to stop improving and growing. And the game's constantly evolving, new concepts, new ideas, new technology. And if you want to be successful, you constantly have to get better. So I try to surround myself with the people that are really successful and pick their brain and get better each and every day. And our staff does that, and our players do that. And at the end of the day, you can be a great coach, and it doesn't mean you're going to win a national championship. You have to be blessed with a lot of good things, and that starts with players that really buy into your culture and that are really talented and that do a great job improving and getting better and putting the team first. And I know our staff's brought in great recruits that have been even better young men, and hopefully we can keep doing the same thing.
Your team's going to forever go down in the annals of NCAA basketball history. And 10 years from now, if someone says to you, hey, Coach, you know, I wasn't alive to see your team, can you describe your team to me that won it all? How would you describe them?
A team that played with great joy, loved one another, sacrificed for one another, and you could see the love out there and the passion in which they played with.
What do you want people to take away from your Baylor Bears story and what you've been able to accomplish?
Perseverance, determination. We have so many players that came in and they weren't five star. They weren't McDonald's All-Americans and people that were guaranteed this or that. They were guys that came in and had a chip on their shoulder each and every day. They worked hard. They got better. And because they did that, they were able to reach their goals and dreams. So, I mean, Freddie Gillespie is a great example of that. He just got a 10-day call up with the Raptors, and Freddie was a guy that was a Division III player that played a total of, 15, 16 minutes his first year with his Division III school. I mean, if you can't get on the court Division III, how are you going to be in the NBA, right? And he came to Baylor, walked on, worked, and then became an all-conference player, and now he's in the NBA. So, again, your work ethic and your determination and how you prioritize things can determine a lot in life. And we've had guys that have worked extremely hard, sacrificed for the team, and because of that, a lot of them have reached their goals and dreams.
Scott Drew here with us for a few more minutes on the Zach Gelb Show. I saw Davion Mitchell, who had a great NCAA tournament, a great season, is going to the pros now, and we wish him the best. We know that he was a transfer in, coming over from Auburn. What do you really take away from your time with Davion Mitchell?
Well, I know I put a statement, he's going to enjoy all the celebration victory parades and things that we have here at Baylor, and then he's going to get with his family next week and then make a final announcement. And right now he just wants to enjoy the celebration. So when he goes, I can tell you one thing. We've been so blessed to be around him. And he's somebody each and every day that doesn't matter if he has success or failure. He's in the gym. I mean, I was just in the office, and guess where he's at? He's in the gym. So he won a championship. And 2 days later, and the reason no one was in the gym yesterday, no one slept the night before. So once we got back and we were able to celebrate a little bit with the people that met us at the airport, everybody went home and did laundry and went to bed.
How about that? You guys probably need to do some laundry after all that time in the bubble. It's probably nice to get back into your own bed.
Hey, clean boxers are unbelievable.
Well, last thing I'll ask you, Coach Scott Drew. I'm sure you've been getting 9,000 texts. You probably respond to all of them, and you get 900 more into your inbox. What was some of the greatest messages that you got? What were a few? Give me a little sampling of a few that were very important to you.
I'm one of those guys, if I get a text or an email for someone, I feel like I need to get back to them. So last night I did not go to bed till I was able to get all caught up. I knocked all that out, and then today, obviously, I got a restart. But it is a blessing to hear from people that you haven't heard from in a long time, and you're a blessed man to have friends and people in your life that want to be a part of special moments. So that's one thing great about social media and technology. You get to reconnect with people you haven't heard from in a while.
Was there one or two that meant a little bit more to you?
When you're in the thousands, they all mean a lot.
When do you think it will hit you, Coach? I know you said earlier it hasn't hit you yet. When do you think it will hit you?
Probably when everything slows down and you get a chance to take a breath. And then probably when you see some of the picture frames and some of the things that you put up in your office. And then you're like, wow, we did that.
Well, Coach, enjoy it. Congratulations once again. We really appreciate you making the time.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have a blessed day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.